Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents When Darkness Ends by Alexandra Ivy. Narrated by Tanya Eby. Prologue. Lagan, Ireland. 1014 AD. The man woke with a blinding headache, stripped of his clothing as well as his memories. With a groan, he sat up, shoving his tangled hair out of his face. It was immediately obvious he was in a damp cave, a strange place to wake, but not nearly as strange as the abrupt realization that something was terrifyingly wrong with him. Despite the darkness, he was able to see the limestone walls that had been chiseled by the water dripping from the low ceiling as clear as if it were day. And it was not only his sight that was unbearably acute. He could smell the distant salt of the sea, and hear the faint scramble of a bug crossing the stone floor. He could even detect the warmth of two creatures that were rapidly approaching the cave. What madness was this? No man should have the senses of a god, not unless he was a monster. The dark thoughts barely had time to form before they were interrupted by a hunger that thundered through him. He groaned. It was as if he hadn't eaten in weeks, months. But it wasn't the thought of food that made his stomach cramp, he realized with a flare of horror. It was blood. His mouth watered, the pain of his fangs ripping through his gums, startling him as the image of the red, intoxicatingly rich substance filled his mind. He had to feed. Aye, that was what he needed. Disgusted with the knowledge, he slowly rose to his feet, a virile strength running through his massive body, even as his head remained thick with confusion. His instincts urged him to leave the cave.